one verse today. Alright. You know, as I was thinking about what to share as we close 2021 and enter into 2022, the thing that came to my mind was, you know, as you go around the city, this is the time of the year where everything is lit up, isn't it? You find lights everywhere. Every house is lit up. They put a lot of different lights, you know, colorful lights over the building, balconies, everything on the streets, lights everywhere, you know. But unfortunately, you know, the thing is that the world is in darkness. It is in darkness, and they are satisfied with the light that they put on your porch or anywhere, right? And I thought of this verse, Matthew 5:16. You know what Jesus said here in Matthew, as we know, Matthew 5:6-7 is the most important teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is for disciples. Disciples are those who are learners, okay? And Jesus is your master. And he said this, "Let your light so shine before men." Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. This is very basic teaching, very profound, very simple. If I would what to say to you is back to basics. It is that your good works, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want you to notice the pronoun over here. You are the light of the world. So he's talking to the disciples. He's talking to us if we are the disciples, right? You are the light. He's pointing to us and saying, you are the light of the world. In verse 16, he says, you let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Notice the pronoun again, your good works, and glorify who? Your Father, which is in heaven. Jesus has left us over here to be the light. Light of the world. And it is very interesting because this is the same thing what Jesus called himself. In John 8:12, it says, Jesus spoke again unto them saying, I am the light of the world. So as long as Jesus was on the earth at that point of time, he was the light of the world. And when Jesus left, he told his apostles to be the light of the world. And in turn, disciples, that they would now be the light of the world. What does that mean? Well, what it means to be the light of the world is, if you read in Hebrews 1:3, it says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So God the Father in past spoke in different manners, different ways through the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken through his Son Jesus Christ. Now notice in verse 3 he says, who being the brightness of his glory, and pay attention to this one, the express image of his person. the express image of his person. Let me read a few other translations here. ESV translation said the exact imprint of his nature. So Jesus Christ was the exact imprint of the nature of God the Father. ISV translation says he, the exact likeness of his being. The NET version says the representation of his essence. And contemporary English version says, and is like him in every way. So what is this teaching us? Well, Jesus represented the Father exactly how the Father is, right? And now we are to represent the Father and Jesus Christ exactly how they are. So in short, what this verse is telling when it says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, what it's saying that you and I need to put on the character of God and live in a way that people can see who God is or what God is like. What they want to see is, they do not know God, right? They do not know true God, but they see God through the way we live our lives. That's the point. How we live our lives, meaning how we behave, how our attitudes are, how our reactions are, all these things, how our words are, all these things will reflect who your Father is or how your Father is. In this passage, Jesus tells us that neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Like, you know, in those days, even if now you go to Jerusalem, they put candles, they put lights in each house, so everything is on the hills, right? So if you're walking through the valley, you will see the hills all lit up. We have seen that in Nainital and other places where, you know, we see the whole city lit up, or every house is lit up with candles and with lanterns outside, and we can see it's so bright and kind of gives light to the passerby, right? You can see the direction he's going. Everything is lit up. So he's saying nobody can shut that light. Besides, you can only put it in a basket, right? You can cover it with a basket and stop it from being reflected, right? And what it's trying to say here is that we don't hide the light under the basket of fear, right? Fear of not being accepted. Fear of, you know, that they might get hurt or they might not like it. And many times we kind of try to amalgamate ourselves into their ways or try to be like them in order to just be accepted. What we are doing is we are basically taking the basket and putting over the light that we are called to share on others. So we should, he's saying, allow your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So, you know, the thing is that this verse tells us that let people around you see you, your good works. Now, here's an important thing. What is the purpose of people seeing your good works? What is the purpose? That they may glorify you, that I get the glory, that I get the credit. No, that our Father in heaven would get the glory. Isn't it in the real world, like if your child does something very good and great, people acknowledge that and say, wow, how you have raised them, amazing, you know, this, or how he or she is, right? And it's similar way, right? When we live the way we are showing good works and the character of God, they can glorify God. They can glorify our Father which is in heaven. So this passage is going to tell us the why we should let our light shine and how. Why is given us in verse 16 that we may glorify, so and they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your Father would get the credit because you are making the Father known to others. By how? Well, we don't have idols, right? Oh, this is how Jesus is. This is how Father is. Okay? No. We show God by the way we love. By the way we react. That's the reason we need to have new reflexes. Not old reflexes. You know, we have old reflexes. We react in a certain way every time. And I do, we do, all of us, right? We react to something, like say someone tells you something and you react in a very negative way. Okay, that's natural reaction. And we need to change that and have built a new reflexes. And how are we going to let people see your good works? Why we know, but how? Well, you don't have to guess because Jesus is going to give us 10 commandments. We're going to go through quickly 10 commandments of Jesus Christ to the New Testament church, to disciple very precisely on how we can let our good works be seen by men. I'm sure you must be thinking about how. How may I show my good works to you? By the way, I notice the word good works. Okay? It is works. And people hate the word works when you talk about in Christianity. Well, Jesus is saying, this is Jesus saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So let's look at quickly the 10 commandments. The first one, we find it in Matthew chapter 5 verses 21 to 22. And that is, don't offend others with your words. Jesus said, you heard that it was said by them of old time that thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. So we see here the command not to offend others with your words, right? Calling them Raka or the fool or stupid to a brother. We should not do that. Okay? And this is the way we behave ourselves. This is the way we are to let our light shine. By, you know, using gracious words, kind words, rather than calling stupid Raka. So we should not offend. As much as possible, you want to try not to offend others. That is how Jesus lived. Well, at a time when he came to offend the Pharisees, he did a very good job. But he never became a stumbling block to anyone. Okay. Commandment number two. Do not lust. Matthew 5, 27, 28. You have heard that it was said, you must not commit adultery. But I say to you, anyone who stares at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So here's the second commandment here. Do not lust. Because, you know, lust pollutes the mind. It pollutes the mind. It affects us psychologically. So we want to stay away. Okay? make sure that we are looking at the right place at the right time. Okay. And that's why we are different, you know, when people see our behavior, that we do not flirt, we do not mingle into suggestive and seductive areas. People say, you are different. Because why? We are different because we let our light shine. Okay? We are different because our God is different. Okay? This is what our God teaches us. This is the right way to live. Commandment number 3. Keep your word. You know, say what you mean what you say. Jesus said in Matthew 5:33, again you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is the footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Now here's the word. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than that, this comes from evil. Okay, so not try to deceive and put so many words to cover up. Okay, yes or no. It's like black or white. Okay, not being in between. Or maybe, may not. Okay. So when you commit to something or to someone, you follow through. That is the character of God. You know, think about this. When God says something, He does it, man. He does it, right? He never falters. He always keeps His word. That's how a father is. Commandment number 4. Defeat evil. Defeat evil with good. That is something very unique, very difficult, and very, very, I would say, unnatural. Isn't it? If someone does evil, we want to go out and do double evil. That's what our reflex wants to do. But Jesus says the other way. This is how you will reflect. This is how God is, right? It says, you've heard that it was said, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Do extra. Say, go. You know, don't just give 100%. Go more. Okay? Go more. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. So, this is how we live. Because by doing this, we are showing God's character. Now, we don't want just this to be a sermon. Really, you know, I don't want this to be just a sermon for 31st December 2021. I want this to be my life, my living through the entire year of 2022. Isn't it? We all want to live this way. Let your light shine. You know, this is very important, because we don't want to be people who are cut off from the society, you know, and have our own small gathering in the community only. That's not what God wants. That was never God's intention. Okay, even when the nation of Israel was, the nation of Israel was to be a light to all the other nations around them, though they were pagan, though they did not know God, but they were to be the light for all the other nations around. Okay, So we cannot have our own ostracized community. Okay? We need to present God, who He is and who and how He is to others. It can be in your workplace, it can be people you're meeting, friends, anyone. Let's look at the fifth commandment, Matthew 5:43, love your enemies. And in this passage, Jesus is saying, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's what you've heard in the old. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Notice verse 45, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes, and He gives an argument here, because your Father gives sun, makes the sun rise on the evil and on good, and sends rain on just and unjust. So he said, if your Father does this to the evil people, how much more you? So lesson is that we love our enemies. People try to say whatnot, we don't want to react, because that's what they're expecting. They know exactly that this is exactly how someone will react. But when you react another way, by praying for them, by still loving, by still being gracious, we are reflecting our God. And we are giving an opportunity for our God to get the credit. Commandment number 6, don't parade yourself. Meaning, don't boast. When you, Matthew 6:1-4, he says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. So when you do something, like when you give a gift to someone or you even pray, but when you're doing this openly to be seen by others, you lost your reward. It's no more valid. Okay? So, it's like a scratch card. Right? Once you scratch it, you know what's written on it. It's done. Okay? So, that kind of person is not valued by God, because that person is just showing his, getting the, trying to get the credit for himself. That I have done this. That I have done this and I am showing to others. When you do that, you forget that you are just a mean used by God. I am just a means to you being used by God. Isn't it? If I help someone, God is just using me as a means. That's all. An instrument. But it's provided by the Father in heaven. So, look at verse 4. He says, so that your giving may be in secret. Secret means not taking the vessel, a utensil, and banging on it and not telling everyone what you have done for someone. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But you know what? If everybody knows about it, scratch that. Verse 4. You won't be able to get it. Your Father will not reward you, because you got your reward here only. Yeah. By people acknowledging. Commandment number 7. Invest in the future and don't worry about today. That's Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and there where thieves do not break and steal. And he goes on to say in this, do not be anxious for anything, right? So in this passage, Jesus is saying that we are to invest for future, okay, in the kingdom, rather than being money-minded or possession-minded in this life. Not living large now, but living large in the age to come. Commandment number 8, Matthew 7:1-2. Stop judging. so that you won't be judged. Because the way that you judge others will be the way that you will be judged. And you will be evaluated by the standard with which you evaluate others. Isn't that so powerful, this verse? Wow. He says, if you judge others, you will be judged the same with the same standard. That is scary. So what are we told here? We are told not to judge others. However, there are people who are not going to receive and people are not going to listen when you are still gracious and you are going to still share about Christ and about the gospel. And then you have to judge and you have to not react, but you have to avoid them. Because see, Matthew 7:6 in the same passage says, give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under the feet and turn again and rend you. So we are not to judge, we are not to condemn others. You know, this is so easy to condemn others. But think about this, did Jesus do that? We have an example where Jesus did not condemn, right? In John chapter 8, when the woman was caught in adultery, in the very act, she was brought, and according to Moses, commandment of Moses, she was to be stoned. And Jesus said, who that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Nobody was able to do it, right? Because everybody had some kind of sin. Maybe they were not adulterers like the woman, but they were sinful in many other or some other areas, right? And how easy it is, right? When you are not sinning in that area, but you find someone sinning in that other area, or we are very quick to judge, right? Forget about that. Well, I'm also a sinner in some other area, right? But if you are in place of Jesus, then you can do that, right? But still, Jesus didn't do that. Notice in verse 11, she said, no man, Lord, and Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. See, if we live like this, we will be different. You live righteous, be gracious, not condemning their sin. I'm going to close here now. In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, set Christ apart as your Lord in your heart and always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope you possess. Yet do it with courtesy and respect, keeping a good conscience so that those who slander your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame when they accuse you. So what are we to do? We have to set apart Christ. Meaning behave in a way that is commanded by Jesus Christ. And be ready to give an answer. So people will see the way you live and the way you behave and react. And they will ask, why are you like this? And that gives you an opportunity to tell them why you are so. Closing commandment number 9. Ask the Lord. Trust Him. Don't worry. Matthew 7:7, he says very simple. If you are anxious and worried about what's going to happen, how is everything going to go turn out, and so on and so forth, and you know, well, we just have to do a very simple thing. Very simple. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. And in closing of this passage, Jesus said, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? Such an easy thing, right? So don't worry and don't be anxious. Don't fret. Just ask, seek, and knock. They mean the same thing. All right, but three different ways Jesus has told us. Just come to me. My Father will do it for you. And last one. Well, if you are confused for some any other thing that what I should do, what decision should I take, and something is gray, you can't understand what decision should I make. Well, this verse is the golden rule to everything. Apply this. If anything is missed out, well, this verse will cover everything. Matthew 7:12. It's the golden, that's why this verse is called the golden rule verse. Okay. This rule kind of fits every situation. It sums up all. Well, in everything, treat others as you would want them to treat you. Treat others as you would want them to treat you. For this fulfills the law and the prophets. So, for example, let's say if you running a business and you want to quote a price to someone, okay? We don't have quote this much or that much, right? We don't have that in the Bible. But we have this amazing principle. In everything, treat others as you would want them to treat you. How much would you would want to pay for a particular service or product, right? Well, that's a good rule, right? And then you can decide that what would I want? And well, you go ahead and do the same thing. How would I want to treat? How I would want to be treated? Kindly, nicely, and you do the same thing. So this principle kind of fits every situation. Reverse the roles. Okay, if you have any confusion, go on the other person's shoe and place yourself there and you can see. So when in case of condemning, you want to switch the roles. Okay, switch the role. Would I want to be like be treated that way? If the answer is yes, well, I'm sure it's not going to be yes. Alright, so we'll close here with this verse again. Let your light so shine before men. Before men, that you may see your, sorry, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, these lights are great, but this is the real light that the world needs, which is in dark and crooked generation we're living in. Right? Amen.